Okay, Colin Ben. And again, dialing from memory because I know Ben's phone number. From memory. It's something that I have in my head. Forever? Maybe so. We'll see. It's ringing now. And hopefully Ben will pick up. He's calling.
Hey, good timing. I just got everything
Hey!
set up.
Hey, all right. That's good to hear. So, hopefully this entire podcast, good audio for me. We'll see. Possible.
God, I hope so.
Jennifer may ask me to take her sunshade down again. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, full disclosure to the listener, normally we record on Saturdays. This time we're recording on Thursday. No.
I think you have that a bit backwards.
I have it. It's not even backwards. It's just completely wrong. Normally, we
Completely wrong.
record on Thursday, and
Exactly.
today it's Friday.
Today is
So,
Friday.
yeah, I was wrong. There was nothing right about what I had
Yeah.
said earlier.
This was my fault. I had a previous commitment on Thursday that I had to attend to, and so we had to
And
reschedule.
can we talk about what that commitment was, or is it
It was a
not something you want to talk
well,
about?
I do a lot of work over here in Seattle, Washington, a lot of independent contracting. And
Yes.
so one of the companies that I do independent contracting with wanted to get together and meet because
Hey.
we all work, online, and so we've never met before. And so we spent
That's kind of
a couple
cool.
days getting to know each other.
Wait, a couple of days? Like you hung out and
Yeah.
did stuff? Like was it,
Stayed
did you do
inside.
work stuff or did you do non-work
It was
stuff?
both. Did both work
Oh,
stuff and
okay.
not work stuff. It was kind of awkward for me because I am the only one of the team who actually has who doesn't work just off of a laptop. And
Oh.
so in preparation for this little getaway, I had to prepare my laptop in case any work came in that I could do.
Gotcha. Now, are they all doing the same sort of work as you, or are you doing different things than they do?
I do.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. They run a company and they hire me to do work for them. So while we were there, we all did the same work. It's podcast production.
Okay.
And so
Yeah,
while we were there, we all did the same work.
that's what I was wondering is
Yeah.
you said that normally you don't work just off of a
Oh,
laptop.
right.
I'm wondering
No.
if it's because you've got a different setup than they
Right.
do.
And I actually did have video work come in over the couple of days that I needed to get to, but I couldn't get to it until today. So I'm kind of
So that's why I
rushing.
didn't know if you had to like soup up your laptop
Yeah, no,
to
I
do
couldn't do
video
that.
editing.
I couldn't do that. The cool thing about Adobe Audition is that it's not version specific depending on moving projects around. So for instance, here at the shop, I have the latest and greatest version of Audition. It's like CC 2017.2 or whatever it is. And I record the show. You and I record it when I'm here. I record it in Audition. But then I take the files
Yes.
home, and
Oh.
on my computer at home, I have Audition CS 5.5 because that was the last version I have that's disk based. So I uninstalled it from my work computer here and installed it on my home computer because I have it. Why not?
Yes.
And I can actually use.
Yes.
I can use that version to edit our show. Now, I
Yes, that
can't
makes
do that
sense.
with Premiere. Premiere is very version specific. If I edit a project in the latest version of Premiere, I can't just take it home and open it with the old version of Premiere that I have. I have to do some
That's how
fancy,
they
like,
get you.
I know it is how they get you, but I could do that if I wanted to. I could export an XML and just and like recreate the project in the version that I have. But who wants
Yes,
to? Who's
but
got
it
time
would,
for that?
pain in the tuckus.
So that
Tuckus?
was my week.
Tuckus.
Also, my week has been very hot and smoky here.
So what's very hot for
The
Seattle?
high today, I think, was scheduled to be 91.
Ooh.
It probably got a little bit more warm than that, but it's exacerbated by the fact that British Columbia fires. The smoke from British Columbia fires are creating this sort of Blade Runner type haze here in downtown Seattle.
And I hear that according to the White House, we're going to get that money back. I'm kidding. There's no money involved. The White House didn't say anything. So. It just seems like something that would smoke from Canada. They're going to give us money for the,
I make
all the
that,
smoke
I'm a
they
good
us.
Dealer. I make the best deals.
Oh my God.
Canada's going to pay.
Am I doing it now just to troll Jennifer? I don't think so. She doesn't like it.
She hates it when we talk politics.
Yeah.
And I just realized that my Trump and my Bernie Sanders kind of sound the same.
Oh my God, wait a second. Have you ever
seen
them
in the same
room with
the same... Hey, I'm Donald Trump. I'll get the money back. Hello, I'm Bernie Sanders. I'll get money to you.
You just an old guy from New York.
Exactly.
It's my old
New York dude.
I've mentioned this before. I grew up in rural Illinois, which there is such a place. And everybody there was scared of two things when I was growing up. Big city folks and the federal government. And yet, so many people voted for a big city guy to be in the federal... It just doesn't make... It's still confusing to me. However, I had brought up my wife, Jennifer, and I think now is a good enough time as any. You know what I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
She has turned in corrections to our podcast.
Oh,
now,
she has?
For those of you who have never listened to the podcast before and are starting with this episode for some reason. See, because
episode number 77.
You know that I make this joke all the time, people who always listen, but if you didn't, you don't know that. Yeah, you're like, I know, I'm going to start with episode 77, see if it's any good. It's better than it was, that's for sure. However, and one of the reasons is because we now have a regular bit, and sort of a premise. The idea is that Ben and I are doing a podcast where we don't look up facts. We try to use our brains to remember what facts are, and it is sort of a daunting task. And before we used to go, oh, I don't know how much we got wrong that time, but now, through the magic of the internet, my wife emails. Are you familiar with this email, Ben? It's an electronic mail. It's like sending a letter.
Does it?
But it's on the computer.
Because I gotta pay like 49 cents to send a letter. Do I have to pay anything to send an email?
Surprisingly enough, it was going to cost money to send, and then people were like, "No," and then somehow it didn't happen. But I mean, you do pay for it with,
a karmic
fees.
Cost?
Fees to get online, and there is a karmic cost,
but
a karmic's cost if your lips are checked. What's going on?
You pay for the privilege to get on through the internet.
Yes, indeed.
Or you could go to the library if you wanted to.
Go to the library, exactly. But so here's the thing: she sends us electronic mail that lists things that we got wrong and perhaps corrections to it. And so I've been vamping, as they say, while Ben looks for that. Ben, have you found it?
Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were doing. Yes, I have found the email.
Okay, good. I thought you had it looked and were just listening to me go on. And, hey, wow, Paul's going off on a really boring tangent, but
I pulled it up. But
okay,
I was
great.
I pulled it up, but I was enjoying that little bit about email in case, you know, the listeners to our podcast have unearthed this episode from the far distant future.
We do talk about that sometimes. The other thing to know, just a little recent thing, my wife, Jennifer Pratt, who does our fact-checking, lost several episodes worth of fact-checking. So this is the latest fact-checking that has happened.
This is only for episode 76. I believe the last episode she fact-checked was maybe 74, 75. Maybe she will tell me. 72.
We missed some.
I'm looking at it in my email. The last one was 72. So we lost a couple episodes of fact-check. But fortunately, I don't think we got anything wrong. In those episodes.
Yeah, I think we're 100% correct.
Yeah, 100% correct. So, Paul, should we get on with corrections?
Let's do corrections. Did we record a jingle? I thought we did.
I don't We can just redo it. Is it like corrections, ding, something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right,
correction. Okay. One, two, three.
Corrections. Ding. All right, number one.
For the person listening at home who might think that we were off, I'm sorry, for the person tapping my phone who might think we're off, there's a delay between me and Ben. And so that's probably right on the money. Yeah. Ben's going to line it up in post.
I'll line
Let's
it up.
Go, Ben.
Regardless of whether or not we work or we were together. Number one, corrections for episode 76, which you can find at goodylawrence.com. Click on the podcast button. Betty's Girl Scout Camp was Women Warriors.
Hey, all right.
Were we talking about Betty's Girl Scout Camp? I guess we were.
Yeah.
Did you get the name wrong?
I might have. Right. I might have just said... It's called something or other. That's possible. Women Warriors.
All right.
Pretty cool.
They learned to use various projectile weapons, including an ATL. It's a spear launching. Yeah, ATL. It's a spear launching weapon which has a groove and a notch at the end. It basically extends to the distance you can. It extends the distance you can throw something, much like those plastic things that you use to throw tennis balls for a dog.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's cool.
And those things that you use to throw tennis balls for a dog are called a chucket.
A what?
It's called a chucket.
A chucket.
Well, see, and here's the thing. When I was growing up and I had pets, I played fetch with them a lot. But I did that thing where I just reached into my dog's drooly gross mouth and pulled out the tennis ball.
Oh, yeah. That's
people
what
these days,
also.
They don't want to get intimate with their dogs. They don't want to reach in there and risk getting bitten to pull out the tennis ball and feel
hey,
this
let's,
gross
let's
tennis ball.
Let's talk about this for a second. A stereotype of white people that they kiss their dogs on the mouth. Let's do a poll. We've often talked about how this is, you know, the worst kind of podcast, two white guys talking to each other. again, I say sometimes, half jokingly, but also sort of for real, that we've kept this format of an hour long of just the two of us talking pretty much to annoy Joe Garden, who has stated that that's one of the worst kinds of podcasts.
It's not just Joe Garden either. I think everybody has the whole, please, two white dudes, don't do a podcast. And also,
or at least have a theme.
At least have a theme.
Which of course,
at least do your research.
And we don't. And no one wants to hear you guys talk about anything, which is why we do it. You're right. Welcome. So, kissing dogs on the mouth. I know for a fact that I have kissed dogs in the mouth before. Ben, what about you?
I don't know if I've actually kissed a dog on the mouth, but I have allowed allowed a dog to lick me on the face. Does that count?
That counts.
Okay.
That counts as far as I'm concerned.
I haven't, but I have not actually puckered my lips and gone in for the kill, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's just me then. but yeah, I've totally done that.
I've kissed a dog's head.
Yeah.
You know, who hasn't?
So,
But the chuck it. People these days are getting soft. Apparently, they allow you to throw the ball really, really far.
Yeah,
it is an instrument, but of production in terms of throwing the ball. But
again,
if people can't reach into their dog's mouth and pull out a gross tennis ball, you know, maybe rethink your choices.
And also think about this: the thing that they're using allows you to throw it farther, which means gets the dog away from you for a longer period of time.
Exactly.
And further away from you. Yeah. So obviously, Ben Lawrence on record, and I'm co-signing this, the chuck it, for people who have intimacy problems with their dog.
Exactly. Yes.
You heard it here. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Number two. The movie with John Travolta, Kelly Preston, and Arai Gross is indeed called The Experts. It was released in 1989, and according to Jennifer, it is really terrible. I have never seen it.
I believe that she was actually within earshot when we were talking about it. And if you listen very closely to episode 76, you might be able to hear, like, turn it up all the way, do sort of the conversation starring Gene Hackman thing. Just listen obsessively. You might be able to hear Jennifer say, for real that it's a bad movie.
I've not seen the movie, but I have seen Ari Gross do stand-up back in the 80s. He was a stand-up comedian, and I think he did a set on, like, Rodney Dangerfield's HBO stand-up comedy hour or something like that.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Which is how his first name is pronounced Ari.
I might as well mention this. There is a thing that I've been chasing forever. I have a blog post about it. I occasionally post on Twitter.
Is it your internet white whale?
It is my internet white whale. There was a video thing that I got from Joe Priestley, who was in, I believe he was in the military for quite some time. After high school, and I lost track of him. I don't know. He could be in another country. He could be here in the United States. But he lent it to me, and there is one scene, or one comic, who did a couple of different things. He used the term leaf feet, L-E-A-F feet.
Leaf feet.
Walking around with your leaf feet. Yeah, like that. So okay. It was a weird nonsense thing. He had a joke that said, glove compartment, I thought you said cockfight. I opened it up and there are lots of Mexicans waving pieces of paper at each other. And then he also said, you know, Big Jim, is he here yet? And he would shout that. It might be Jim, it might be Bob. It was a one-syllable person's name. I cannot find that at all. I don't know where it's from. I don't know who did it. I've asked so many people, nobody remembers seeing it. It was the craziest, weirdest thing seen as far as... Yeah, go ahead.
Are you sure you've actually seen it? This isn't something that you dreamt and you think you saw?
I believe I've seen it. I believe I have seen it. Because here's the thing. Lenny Schwartz, who was on a similar thing, I found him. He exists, Lenny Schwartz.
Okay.
Very funny guy, in my opinion. Weird, for sure. And also, you know, some of the stuff that we do... Or we did, yeah. You know, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Kind of in his alley, just spectacle rather than necessarily comedy.
Right. Or narrative.
So, yeah. So he's pretty great. That guy, still interested. And then the other internet white whale that I'm still looking for is the thing where there are two guys on stage. And one of them says, maybe this will refresh your memory. And he pulls out something. And then the other guy looks around and goes, well, maybe this will refresh your memory. And then they just keep on pulling out objects and eventually things from the audience and stuff, shouting at each other that this will refresh their memory. It was great. Those are the three things that I don't know where they're from.
All right.
Or if I can find them. Yeah, well, go ahead.
I'm afraid I cannot help you with any of those. I do not know where to find them or even what they are. But yes. Number three. We talked about the how many Earths quiz.
Yes.
Like, if you live your life, how many Earths would it take to sustain everybody who lived like you? Apparently, yep. It is still available at footprintcalculator.org.
Oh.
So, check it out. There we are. If you want to find out.
Footprintcalculator.org. Yeah. Figure it out.
Footprintcalculator.org. Number four. Paul says, quote, Alex Jones stands by his convictions, end quote. All right.
I really think there should be more context to that because I don't know if I...
Well, no.
I think I said something that eventually he does.
All right. So that's the setup.
Let's find out.
The payoff is Jennifer. I'm going to quote her now. She says, I don't know if he was being ironic, but Alex Jones seems to stand by his convictions unless he's in divorce court suing for custody of his children. At that point, quote, Alex Jones, yeah. End quote, is a character he plays on InfoWars and does not reflect yes. his personal opinions or behavior in his private life. I do know what she's talking about. Yeah, that did come out.
And the thing is that right after that, then he'll go back on the show and say, of course I had to say that.
Of course I had to say that if I want to see my children. Everybody wants to see their children.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And so the big thing, though, and I'm serious about this, people do get older, and when they get older, they seem to gravitate more towards the conservative side of things, usually. But I still believe that he and Trump are going to have a falling out at some point in time. But he might be too deep in it. He might have thrown all of his eggs in that basket. We will see.
Yeah.
But I still think it's going
to
happen.
I'm actually not. I'm not very plugged into the whole Alex Jones empire, so I would not know unless I hear it from you if he and Trump actually have a falling out.
Yeah, I'll find out. Trust me. I don't listen to him, but I listen to people who listen to him and acquainted with people who listen to him. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, and there are people out there, Ben. I don't know if you know this. I follow a lot of them on Twitter.
Yeah.
Who expose themselves to stuff that would just drive me nuts so that they can tell the rest of us how nuts it is.
I believe our friend Steven is one of those people.
Yes, I believe Steven is one of those people. Yeah. And Steven would actually probably let us know if anything happens.
Steven, email us at bensemail@yahoo.com, @gmail.com. I know you know the email address because you've emailed us there before. If Alex Jones and Trump have a, quote, falling out.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. So what else do we have?
Well, if we're not going to talk politics... It's Seafair Weekend here in Seattle. The Blue Angels have been roaring overhead for the past couple days.
Was that it? Was that the last of the corrections?
Oh, yeah, no, that's it. I'm sorry. That's it for corrections.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we used to live right in the Blue Angels flight path, my family and I.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it when they showed up. It wasn't as cool because you would be sitting around and all of a sudden you'd be like, yeah, you know, it'd scare you.
Right.
A little bit.
I'm actually conflicted about the Blue Angels because I recognize that they're a nuisance. It's a waste of money to produce these shows. I think The Stranger actually hired someone to calculate how much it costs to produce to do the Blue Angels.
Uh-huh.
It's you know, it's like the city pays $1.7 million or something to that effect. And
yeah.
But at the same time, it's really cool. I mean,
it's a great show of force, too. It lets people know what's going to happen to them if they ever try to stand up against the government.
I'll be honest.
That's worth
it. You know, when they fly overhead, I look out the window, and I'm kind of disappointed if I don't see them. But I just hear them. And I was walking down the street to the store.
Seeing is the better part of those two things. You know what I mean?
Yes, seeing is the better part of hearing them. And I don't own pets, so I don't have to complain about the Blue Angels on Facebook because they're bothering my cats.
Or a baby.
Or babies.
A baby.
I don't have a baby
Imagine
either.
That, if you will. Yeah. Or, hey, let's say this, a child with sensory issues.
Right.
Not that that's ever happened to me. But someone who doesn't like loud noises in the flight path of the Blue Angels, not a treat, let me tell you, Ben. Not a treat. Oh, Betty got glasses, by the way. Betty got her glasses.
Now, are these glasses that she has to wear all the time or just like when she's in school?
Yeah, well, she has to wear them all the time. Okay. She wants to wear them all the time.
Okay.
Because they put the world into high def. Betty.
Yeah.
See the world in 4K. Glasses. Yep. That's right. That's right. If I were an eyeglass place, that would be something I would say.
I believe...
See the world in 4K.
I believe the YouTube channel Vsauce calculated what the average resolution of the human eye is.
Oh, and what is it?
I have no idea. I'll have to go back and rewatch that video because I remember... I think I watched it, but I don't remember the conclusion that they came to.
Okay, so...
Or
so
the method with which they came to it.
We have an issue. The cat wants to go outside. And so I am going to open the door to let the cat out. For the listener, it's going to sound like I'm very far away, even though to you it's going to sound very close.
You're still on the
phone
with me, yeah.
I'm going to be yelling, though.
Oh, did you?
All right! I'm going across the room to let the cat out.
Is your...
I open the door. The cat is now out, and now I'm walking back to where the phone is.
Do you not have batteries for your recorder, and it's plugged into the computer? Is that why you couldn't take it with you?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't have batteries for my recorder. I have batteries, but here's what I did. I cleaned the house a little
bit. You did?
And the way that I clean the house, I'm a genius. We've mentioned this before. I bought some contractor-grade trash bags that I had used in my life to, like, you know, haul around broken ceiling
tiles.
These
are the kind of trash bags where they have on construction sites, and you just throw discarded building material into them.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I just threw everything that I owned into those bags to
everything?
Get it off of the floor. Well, yeah.
So it was a temporary solution is what you're telling me.
Well, no, it's not a temporary solution because everything in there is permanently in those bags until Betty and Jennifer go through them.
They're like, where did you put the remote?
Oh, shoot. I've got another call, Ben. I'm going to conference it in. 1 second. Okay, I'm going to hold you, for a second.
Who were we? Okay. I don't know.
Hi.
Paul's conferencing me, but I don't know who it is. I'm guessing it's a friend and not like a sales call.
What's up?
He's probably trying to figure out how to do
it
right now.
8 o'clock?
Maybe I should mute my phone.
All right. No problem. Talk to you
later.
So
when I talk, he's not.
Bye.
Oh, I think he's back.
Okay. So Betty wants to get picked up at 8 now.
Oh, was it?
That's the other thing. Yeah, there's no yelling for Betty because Betty is at a party.
So was she the one who was calling you? I'm assuming that's what the end result of all this was.
Yeah,
and
but
so,
it wasn't because I was going to conference her in, but it wasn't Betty. It was Betty's friend.
Oh, I see.
And Betty's friend is a minor and has not signed a release form. I did not feel comfortable putting her on the podcast.
How very prudent of you. That's,
I've learned some things.
That's great.
Oh, hey, and by the way, since it's just you and me here talking.
Only us. Nobody else is listening.
I got into a conversation with people about reality TV shows.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that the people who, the staff of the reality TV show that I was on, the people behind the cameras and all that, were really nice people, and I enjoyed working with them. Because I hear lots of different, you know, things about people's experiences and all that, and I just want to say, I'm not going to really go into, like anything, but they were really, really nice, and I had fun when I was working with them.
Well, thank you for that, and that little observation. My experience on set is limited, but I've never met a film crew who haven't been the nicest people.
Right, exactly. And I think, I mean, for me anyway, it was like, I can't believe I get to do this. This is so cool.
Yeah.
And also, they're all, like, good at what they do and stuff, I guess, and that's... Oh!
That's how they got the job.
Yeah, exactly. One thing, interesting enough, that I forgot is, and I'm going to pronounce it wrong probably, but on Tuesday? Tuesday. It was Tish B'Av.
Yeah, you're on your own for that one. I'm not going to be able to.
Which is, I think it translates to the 9th of Av. And I fasted, which is no eating or drinking.
Not even water?
For about 24 hours. Probably closer to 25.
How did that work out? Because I've actually not eaten for 24 hours before, and not on purpose, just because I completely forgot, but like either didn't have time or didn't want to or it was sick or whatever.
Yeah.
But drinking water, I think, is kind of important in a 24-hour period.
I thought it would totally. And when here's the thing, like. For about the first 9 hours, I guess, of that.
Yeah.
I was sleeping with my mouth open. So when I woke up, but the inside of my mouth was totally like paper, basically.
Right. Yeah. And you're like, but, a glass of cold water would, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. But it worked out. I totally didn't run into any problems. I felt fine actually by the end of it.
Did you do
not
this
hungry? But I was like,
this was on a Tuesday, so you even did this experiment while you had to go to your office and
I was at work. Person. I had two important meetings, and for those meetings, afterwards, I like talked to my boss and my boss's boss and all that. I was like, "Was I okay at the meeting?" And they're like, "Yeah, what are you talking about?"
I'm
like,
"Yeah, why are you asking?"
And this is a true story. Before I drove home that night, I have a coworker who was a police officer at one point in time.
Yeah.
And I had him give me a field sobriety test.
Oh, really?
To make sure. Yeah, I was like, I want to make sure that I'm okay to drive home.
All right, so that's interesting. What does a field sobriety test consist of?
What did he make you do? Kind of. I don't want to get into it because maybe it's secret stuff. But I can tell you what it
is. Really, Paul, it's really easy to find out what it is. You just have to get wasted and start driving.
Maybe I'm wrong. No, but here's basically. It's how well you listen to verbal commands telling you to perform physical actions. So you've seen on TV, like cops or whatever, they ask you to walk a straight line and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen what TV sobriety tests are, but what's a real life sobriety test?
Yeah. No, it's the same thing. Same kind of thing.
Walk a straight line?
Walk a straight line, you know, can you stand on one foot? You know, that sort of stuff.
Did they make you touch your nose with one finger?
No, I did not have to do that.
Because that's one of the ones where you hold your arms out.
That's where they get you.
And then touch your nose. Yeah.
From what I understand, and this isn't from what my coworker told me. This is just from my own general research. They're looking for things that maybe aren't necessarily so they're asking you to do things, but that may not be what they're looking for while they're asking you to do those things. You know what I mean? Like, they might be looking for you not understanding the instructions and having to ask a couple of times.
Right.
And that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. You saying, "Hey, let's quit doing this and just order a pizza," would probably also trip the scales, as it were.
Right.
So yeah. So that was cool.
What did you like? Were you super hungry by the end of it, or
no? I really wasn't.
Was there a point during the 24 hours where you're like, "Man, I'm super hungry right now"?
No, not really.
Really.
And I think part of the reason is because I've really cut down on. Like, the amount of calories that I consume are probably less than most people think that I should be eating already.
Okay.
Because I'm on the Boas-Frankel diet.
You are on the Boas-Frankel diet.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. The Boas-Frankel diet and the Ben Lawrence diet, very similar. because it's like, what do I eat in a day? I don't know. Probably this, and I probably eat you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I told Boaz that I was doing the Boas-Frankel diet again, and he said something like, "Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do here." He's in Amsterdam right now. I'm eating almonds mostly.
Yeah, I think is he just vacationing over there, or has he relocated?
He's been living there for a little bit.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, if you're on vacation, your diet restrictions are not restrictions, but you're. I think if you're on vacation, you can let your diet slack a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel that way too, often.
Yeah.
But in the same way, depending on how well I'm doing, I'm almost down to 170 pounds now.
Wow.
Which is good. When I was filming the reality show, I was about 164. So I'm trying to get back around there.
I didn't realize you were that light during the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, that was around the time that I was trying to get to your weight. It never happened. But for the listener, the idea was this. I wanted to do a thing where Ben and I, because we're about the same height. How tall are you, Ben?
5'10".
Yeah, and I'm 5'9".
Well,
so I was going to do a thing
with your hair. You're 5'10".
Yeah, exactly. But a thing where Ben and I like kind of switch places like you do. There were a couple. You remember that? I still have that book, actually. I think I gave it to Betty to read for a little bit. That magic book that you gave me that has all the different tricks and all the different, like, it was all these different illusions that people had built over certain times and all that.
I don't remember that one.
It's one of my favorite books, and you gave it to me.
Oh, really? Well, I give great gifts.
You do.
I have a terrible memory, but I give great gifts.
I think it was a book that you had, and I was like, oh, wow, can I borrow this? I was like, yeah, and then I was like...
Did you just never give it back?
And I think what happened was I said, I never gave you this book back. You're like, oh, you know what? Just keep it.
Ah, okay.
I was like, really? And you're like, yeah. I am 100% positive that's the way it worked.
Cool.
This is not some kind of long con that I've come with. Hey, Grandma, remember when you gave me that ring of yours?
Oh, jeez.
And said, hey, pawn this if you want to? No, nothing like that is happening. Oh, hey, by the way, I think I might have asked you this before. Have you seen Ray Donovan?
No, but I've seen it on, like, the Netflix or Hulu. I know of the show, but I have not seen it.
Okay, so I've watched season one of it so far.
Yeah.
And it's not great, but all the actors who are in it, I think, are doing their best.
I want to say the lead. Don't tell me who the lead actor is. I want to get this. Is it is a male actor, but he's got a female name?
I wouldn't say that his name is female, but.
All right, never mind. I'm not going to hold things up.
After I say it...
Yeah, I'm not going to...
It's Liev Schreiber.
Liev!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liev isn't a female name.
Well, I was thinking of Liev. That's kind of where my brain was going.
Oh, gotcha. But yeah. Liev Schreiber. Also, James Woods is in it sometimes.
Crazy James Woods.
Yep. And, well, here's the thing. This is the other thing. James Woods is in it. Also, John Voight is in it.
That must be an awesome set with all those conservative neocons.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's the point, right? I'm watching it. I'm going, is there some sort of hidden conservative agenda here?
Yeah.
And I think one could make the argument, that, yeah, there is. But in the same way, there is a weird kind of liberal side to it. So I don't know. It's interesting.
How are you watching it? Is it on Netflix?
It's on... I'm watching it because I have Showtime right now because I'm watching Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a Showtime show. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch Billions, which has Paul Giamatti in it.
Famous Paul Giamatti, yep. Yeah.
Yep. Annex alum Paul Giamatti.
Annex alum Paul Giamatti.
And I'm interested in watching it. And then that other guy, whose name I can't remember, and it's going to really bug me. The red-haired guy, he was in Dreamcatcher.
Never saw it.
He was in...
Eric Stoltz. I'm just trying to think of red-headed actors.
He's British.
Carrot Top. British. Ed Sheeran. No, he's not really an actor. But he was in
British,
Game of Thrones.
But older.
British, but
he's
older.
He's not totally older. He was in a show called Life.
Life?
Where he played a cop who got sent to jail and then he got out. So
a movie that's coming out that I've been really anxious to see, but the Rotten Tomatoes score is kind of disheartening, is The Dark Tower, starring Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I've heard from a person that really likes that series of books that they did a bad job with it.
Yeah, I'm hearing it's not good, and that disappoints me. I haven't seen it, obviously, but I'm sad that it's not up to snuff. But one thing I will admit, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, I didn't know up until, like, I don't know, maybe a year ago, and
yeah,
that Idris Elba was British.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that, and it's because his American accent is pretty good.
Not just his American accent, his like his Baltimore American accent, because my first experience with him was The Wire.
Stringer Bell.
Yeah, Stringer Bell. And spoilers for The Wire if you haven't seen it. I like the show, but I'm sad he's no longer in it. I have one more season to go.
Shoot, yeah, don't tell people. Oh no. Spoilers for The Wire. That's the name of this episode. I forgot what happened to Stringer Bell. Don't tell me. Because if I watch it again, then I'll be surprised again.
I mean, you have seen it. I think you have the DVD collection, right?
I do. And also, I have HBO Now, so...
Right.
I think I've mentioned this. I can't watch Twin Peaks and Game of Thrones on the same day.
On the same day?
It messes me up. Yeah. I mean, they're both available on the same day, but...
Right.
I like Twin Peaks better.
They come out on Sundays?
And they both come out on Sundays. And if I watch Game of Thrones first, I'm only thinking about, ooh, what's going to happen on Twin Peaks? And if I watch Twin Peaks first, I'm watching Game of Thrones going, well, it's no Twin Peaks, that kind of thing. Jeez. But if I watch it on the day afterwards, I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. It's all right.
I mean, Sundays are now terrible because I don't watch Twin Peaks, but I am watching Game of Thrones. So there's Game of Thrones. Rick and Morty is also the brand new season 3. Episodes are released on Sundays. And Last Week Tonight with John Oliver is new with Sunday nights. And so those are like three shows that I really enjoy. And like Game of Thrones and Rick and Morty are always spoiled on Facebook and Twitter the next day.
Yep. That's one of the reasons why I moved to the Midwest, Ben. Not going to lie. I was like, well, you know, here's another plus in the column. I won't get this stuff spoiled for me anymore. And it's pretty much true.
Oh, because you can see it like in earlier time than us here on the West Coast?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can see it when it happens. And the other thing about it, I can watch it because I have it on my computer. I can watch it. They make it go live the moment that you.
I have HBO Now, and so if you have that, and you know this with Game of Thrones, they release it in Eastern time,
right?
So you can watch it like beginning at like 7 o'clock Pacific, even though it doesn't air until 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yep, I do that. That's what I do. I watch, and the thing is, this is crazy, but I was worried that people at work and stuff like that were going to spoil Twin Peaks for me. Not a lot of people watching Twin Peaks at my job. The people at my job come from all different walks of life, but they're not Twin Peaks fans in general.
Well, sometimes when you like something, you just can't convince other people to like it as well.
Right. Well, and the other thing is that I will say this. If I were them and I was a Twin Peaks fan, I'd be like, nobody else here is going to like this. Why would I even say anything? This is something that I noticed about the Midwest. And it's something I noticed when I joined the Air Force, too. After you get to know someone, right?
Yeah.
You'll find out that they like something that you like and you didn't expect that they would, and then it changes your whole perspective on them.
Yeah. Or maybe they have a hobby or something else that you do as well and you have something in common.
Like having somebody say, "Oh man, I love the Nails." And they're talking about Nine Inch Nails. And you're like, all right. Well, that's something.
I've never heard of them called the Nails before.
Because they aren't. that's why. But then they know. But then the person knows all the songs and stuff, and you're like, okay, this is something. And then of course, coming full circle, Twin Peaks, Nine Inch Nails was on it, and a man introduced them as, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Nine Inch Nails," and then in the credits, "the" was in quotes. Nine Inch Nails, so they were playing off of that.
They're getting clever with the end credits. I see.
Yep. So Twin Peaks is good, though, by the way. I know that you.
No, I'll believe you. I'm never going to watch it, but I'll trust it, that you like it.
Yeah.
Have you watched Rick and Morty?
Yeah. I have not. I want to, but I'm waiting for it to become on one of my platforms.
You should watch it. You can watch it for free at AdultSwim.com.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Go to AdultSwim.com.
Don't I have to have cable?
No.
No?
Well...
Oh, well, heck.
Now, every once in a while... Now, the way that AdultSwim.com works, and they may have changed it, but I watched most of the episodes on the website... And so they have it where you can watch some of the episodes for free, but other episodes are locked. And you have to have a cable subscription to unlock them. But every once in a while, they will have a promotion where they're like, everything is free all weekend. Like, well, I think they did that on April Fool's Day because they were streaming the first episode of season 3 on the website, and then they made everything else free.
Because I will say this, Betty and I were at Cold Stone Creamery. Betty was getting ice cream because she had just gotten glasses, and that's the way things work sometimes.
Well, that is how things work when you're 11.
And a group of teens or college students, one of the two, were talking about how Rick and Morty was the best show. And this is just yesterday, I believe. And I asked Betty, have you ever seen it? And she's like, nope, I've heard about it. I know about Mr. Meeseeks?
Meeseeks.
What is it?
Meeseeks. Like, not you, but me. Seeks, like seek and destroy. Meeseeks.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah. That's the voice that she did.
Yep. That's a thing.
So yeah. Look at me! I'm Mr. Meeseeks! We don't have to pay any money for that, right? That's just a thing that someone can do. I figure.
No, I doubt Adult Swim is going to be coming after us for saying that.
I remember this, that somebody... A writer for, I think, Saturday Night Live, got in trouble for saying that Bannon Trump was going to be the first homeschool shooter. And they got fired from their writing job.
Wait,
and
Bannon Trump?
Yeah. They were just talking about how, it was a basic thing about how they thought that Donald Trump was a bad parent, I guess.
Right.
And so...
Well, I'm not going to judge, but shooter, I can assume.
A homeschool shooter.
Right.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
You know, sort of clever, perhaps in bad taste. But yeah, they got fired from their job. And Dan Harmon responded to a tweet about that with, "and hired!" exclamation point.
Right.
And the idea was that he was going to hire her to write on Rick and Morty.
Right.
And I don't know. And he got a lot of crap for that.
He did get a lot of crap.
It's like, if you're Dan Harmon, do you care? Probably not, I would say.
You get that sweet, sweet community money.
Yeah. Which, I still love many episodes of Community, and yet did not watch it past a certain point.
Yeah.
I think when it left its...
Well, I heard that
the
when
channels
they,
that it was on.
I heard that when they fired Dan Harmon from the show,
yeah,
then
that's
it went downhill.
When I stopped watching, I think. Yeah,
I don't remember what season
that was.
But
I really like Gillian Jacobs. I think she's funny. She's on a lot of podcasts that I like, and she always goes toe to toe with the people who are the normal
people who are smart and
regulars.
Funny.
Yeah, exactly. She is that, is what I'm saying.
Great.
Yes. And then what? Donald Glover. Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, the Childish Gambino. Also, and I didn't make this far, I think I've seen the first
Danny Pudi is funny also.
I think I've seen the first two or three seasons of Community, but I may pick it up again because the guy who plays Mike in Better Call Saul He like replaced Chevy Chase. Didn't replace him, but he like took over the when Chevy Chase left, he took over like the crusty old guy role.
Oh, that's a good role for him.
Jonathan
Banks.
Banks, thank you.
Jonathan Banks.
Yeah.
Yep. People don't know this. Jonathan Banks, as a child, you know, he's been acting for a while. Yeah. Jonathan Banks, as a child, raised by Mary Poppins.
Like the actress who played Mary Poppins?
Hey, no. Banks is the last name of the Mary Poppins children. You know what? That was for a few people.
That was, yeah. Obviously not me. I was not following you there.
Jane and Michael Banks. Hurry, nanny. Many thanks sincerely, Jane and Michael Banks. New Mary Poppins, Mary Poppins Returns, going to be coming out. Lin-Manuel Miranda has a role in that.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's true. Lin-Manuel Miranda, role in that.
He's just...
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Hashtag bad joke coming up. Are you ready?
Yes.
He's just getting a Hamill ton of work these days, isn't he?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to force Betty to listen to this episode. Betty, obsessed with Hamilton. We listened to or watched Moana recently.
Right.
He did the music for that. And I was pleasantly surprised by it. Like the non-singing parts were very funny also.
Yeah. No, I
haven't
seen it.
Jermaine Clement
of the Conchords.
Has a song on it called Shiny that he does that just it's still with me. It's very, very catchy. And I recommend it. I recommend if you don't watch the whole thing, at least listen to that song.
All right.
About him being a big crab that loves treasure.
I'll try to watch the whole thing if I ever get the chance. I haven't seen a lot of animated
features. It's on Netflix right now,
yeah.
I believe. So if you get the chance, meaning if you can find the time.
If I can find the time.
Your busy schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super busy schedule. Speaking of which, tonight is Spin the Bottle. I'm not doing anything, but I'm sticking around the theater to watch the show.
Nice. How is Spin the Bottle these days? Are there any regular acts?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think there are.
Yeah,
I think
you
there
can't
are
catch lightning in a bottle twice.
I think there are semi-regular acts. I think there are acts that will perform every other month or every third month.
Okay, well that's
but
nice.
There's no. They've not replaced us, Paul. Of course not. How could they?
How could they? How dare they?
And why would
they?
No,
they haven't done it.
How dare
they? Exactly. No.
How dare you, sir?
No thanks. Yeah, maybe that's the idea. Maybe the way that we do it when we're old guys, I have to move back to Seattle and Annex Theater still exists. And I'm like, I don't want to get a chip. Why do I have to get a chip? I just want to walk into the doors won't open unless you have a chip. No, I'm not going to. I still remember.
Where's my car? A man can't drive his own car anymore.
I refuse to let them film us. Many times. And someday when I'm old, I'll be like, why didn't they? But I think
they still
part
do
of the
that.
Reason, there are a couple reasons. One of which was that I worried that it would stop me from being able to get a security clearance, depending on what it was I was doing.
Right.
And if you're listening to the podcast to try to figure out if I can get a security clearance, don't worry. Everything was fine. Number two, I thought that people's memories of what we did might be better than video evidence of it. But, when I was concerned about my image being used without my consent, that was a big deal for a while for me.
That was a big deal for a while.
But the thing is that the stuff that they did record, whenever I see it, I'm always like, that was pretty good.
Well, see, here's the thing about those people specifically. For the listeners at home, what Paul's referring to is a couple of people from the local public access TV show would come and sit in the back row of Annex with like three mini DV cameras and videotape the show. Now, I don't think I mean, I don't have TV and I don't have public access, so I don't even know if it ever aired. Steven was Steven was mailed a DVD of one of the productions, and it was actually really terrible.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't think, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. Of course, I don't think you had anything to worry about at the time.
Yeah.
Because I would doubt, and you know, more than like a couple hundred people would have seen it. B of all, nobody would have been able to A, recognize you, or B, identify you.
So. But the one thing that I will say is that I was kind of a jerk to the man at one time.
And how are you a jerk?
He didn't ask, and I was like, hey, nope. I said it like I think I pointed at him and said no like one would to a dog or something. Like it was, I remember that some people, and this could be just a false memory, but I remember some people thinking that I was maybe a little bit too harsh or out of line in the way that I spoke to him.
Now, is this when you were actually on the TV show and so you wanted to?
I believe it was, yes. Yeah.
TV show that, and forgive me, but also nobody saw.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, I am thankful many times that nobody saw it.
I watched it. I watched about every episode.
Oh, well, no. I mean, what do I say? Nobody, no, a lot of people did watch it. Let me put it that way. A lot of people did watch it, but I didn't become super famous off of it.
Right.
Which is good, because now I know you never want to be super famous. That's something that Jennifer had said to me at the time. I didn't really understand it, but now I do. The idea that you can become rich and famous, you're not necessarily rich at the time. Okay. Ben, hold on for just a second.
Oh, no.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Put me on hold?
Hello?
He put me on hold. I think he's receiving another call. It may be from Betty.
Okay,
so
one second.
This time
I'm going to merge you in
with Ben.
Actually
conference her in. Maybe she... Hey!
Okay, so Betty is on the phone now.
All right.
Hey, Betty.
Just in time for shouting for Betty.
I'm recording you for the podcast.
I can't hear you!
I'm recording you for the podcast.
This is going to be a great moment.
Oh, yeah. So what's the question that you wanted me to ask me?
I'm going to be coming to pick you up.
Sorry, what?
I'm coming to pick you up.
Because I finally remembered when I was going to get at Books a Million.
Oh, and what was that?
I really don't want to skate, also.
Okay, so you're done. You're done.
Yes.
You're done. You'd like to be picked up. How was the party?
I'm just gonna go. Bye.
Bye. I'll see you soon. I'll come and pick you up.
Sorry, I need to go somewhere where there's some music in my face.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Betty.
Wait.
Okay, I'm waiting. Ben, you can hear all this, right?
Oh, yes. Everything.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, so I'm going to come pick you up. It'll be probably about 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was weird.
And there we go.
Hey, there you are.
So, yeah, I'm still here. That was her.
It almost sounded like she wanted to leave, but she didn't want to tell her friends that she wanted to leave.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. She said, I finally understand what I wanted at Books a Million, which is a store that we were at, which I think that maybe she wants me to pick her up so that we can go there and buy the thing she wanted.
Oh, really?
I'm just telling you, Ben, that's probably not going to happen.
Do you think it is an expensive thing?
Maybe not. I don't know. But I spent $100 on groceries.
Oh, wow.
So, well, here's what I do. I budget how much money I can spend a day. And I have spent much money.
Yeah.
Today. So no more stuff. But I'll listen to her and maybe get something later. But it's also Shabbat. Which, by the way, now that I've been hanging out with the Reconstructionists, I don't necessarily... I'm not as strict as I used to be.
Right.
Because they are in St. Louis. So if I want to go to, for instance, a Shabbat service... I would have to drive to St. Louis.
Right, right.
Which means driving. But I figure if it's to go there and hang out with them and stuff, it's okay. And, you know, the other thing that's nice is that it's all about, I think more about the greater good kind of thing. You know, if my wife needs me to go and pick Betty up, for instance.
Right.
You know, which is the greater good, that sort of thing.
Right.
And people could tell me that I'm incorrect and wrong and all that, and that's okay.
And they probably will.
Because I'm, you know, I'm my own person.
You live your life how you want to live it, sir.
Exactly. But, you know, it is still good learning more about Jewish things.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it. I have also, on the other end of the spectrum... gotten Fairy Tales of Ireland by Yeats, I think it's Yeats, and it's great. If you're gonna have one fairy tale book, that is one of the best ones.
I have three by Brett Fetzer.
Oh shoot, I mean one of the old ones. Cause yeah, and listen, listener, and especially Brett, if for whatever reason you're listening to this, I do not lie when I say that Brett Fetzer's fairy tales are awesome. They're really good and belong to the canon of other fairy tales.
And maybe next week we'll talk about them more on the Goody Lawrence podcast. But I think it's time to to say goodbye, Paul.
That would be actually great if we could sometime have Brett on the podcast.
Well, I'll ask him if he wants stuff. To come on board.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. We'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
All right, Paul.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong.
Awesome.
All right, now go pick up Betty.
I'm still in conference. Why is that? She's not even on this call. Okay, well, whatever.
Maybe she's been listening.
Stop this, and then stop. Oh, wait, no. Did I hang? No, it says touch to return to call. That's weird. Okay.